It's in a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do.
Look, this is all what not to do, all right? Drunk driving kills. Don't do it. Stupid.
Right. Get a ride home.
If you can manage to make it through the day without being 21 times the legal limit, then you're doing okay.
How in the world are they even alive?
Right?
That's crazy.
Some guy in Wisconsin did it. Got arrested after he was caught driving 21 times the legal limit.
Is that like a record?
I don't know if they keep records of this.
Like that feels like it has to be a record.
It has to be. His blood alcohol is 0.427. For your information, it's 0.08 is the legal limit.
0.08.
And he was 0.427.
Oh,
so drunk, they took him to a hospital first, then, of course, to jail.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's lucky he didn't kill anybody, so that's good.
And himself,
right.
Because that's got to be like alcohol poisoning level.
Yeah, I mean, all that is what not to do. And you're right. I don't know if they keep records of that sort of thing, but if so, he probably got it.
Wow. Okay, don't do any of that.
So wait, are we saying that there is a silver lining in this?
No, we're not. We're not saying print up a certificate and frame it for
Give it to our boy over here.
You'd have to include your mugshot if that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, 100%. All right, so again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without being 21 times the legal limit.
Wow.
Then you're doing okay.
And get new friends that are going to allow you to do that. Like, are you doing that by yourself?
Yeah,
maybe
I don't know.
I don't know.
Either way, you need help.